and she'd stack them in cans and pour that boiling grease over them, mm-hmm. seal them up, and we'd keep them till winter time, till summer, and we'd have sausage in there we wanted. And they were all right.
Where do y'all keep the things that your wife cans, the jams, the preserves?
We have shelves to put it in. We got like that. You see that in the corner of the house yonder?
Mm-hmm.
In there? It's full to the top.
What do you call that?
All I can tell you about it is just a shelf built there to put fruit in.
Okay. And what would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in? Like if you don't know what to do with something, where could you put it? You don't want to throw it away if you don't really need it. You put it in the...
I don't know, we just piled in old boxes and things here as handy as we can get it. I don't know what I'd call it. My wife ought not to be sick, she'd be telling you something.
Do you ever hear junk room or
poison? Junk room, yes, indeed, I reckon we have.
What?
Junk rooms, I've got lots of them around everywhere.
And say if your house is in a big mess, you say you had to, a woman would say she had to do what?
Like mine told me a while ago before you come here, she said, if you're going to have that girl coming up here, she said, you better get that room, sweep that front porch off and clean up a little bit here, because I can't do it, I'm too swimmy here, I'll fall down.
The thing you sweep with would be a...
Sweep it and mop.
With the...
With a big old mop, the rag mop, you know, on the end of it with a pole.
What
hammer.
About sweeping?
With a broom, we sweep with a broom. We used to all the time... When I was a boy coming up, the only broom we had, we'd go out in the field and cut different kinds of broom sage, and my mother made brooms all the time, her sweep out, you know.
Does anybody do that now?
Yeah, lots of folks will do that just for the curiosity part of it, you know.
Say if the broom was in the corner here, and the door was open so that you couldn't see the broom, you'd say the broom was... Where?
Stays lost most of the time, don't it?
Or in relation to the door, the broom is?
Behind the door.
And on a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have?
Stair steps.
Okay. What about out here to get from the porch to the ground?
Door steps.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the?
Washing.
And on Tuesday, they'd do the?
Ironing.
Nowadays, what would you call washing and ironing together? You say you had to do the...
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about that. You know, I used to, and my mother washed. I always helped her.
Uh-huh.
Or some of the boys helped her. And we had a block cut off, about a big block, we'd say. It'd be about a foot and a half in diameter across it, you know. We'd take them clothes out of that pot, and she had a battling stick, and we'd pop them down on top of that block and battle them clothes, and then when we got them battled out good, that beat the dirt out, you know, and the water kind of beat out of them, put them in there, and then she'd wrench them out, and we'd hang them on lines and dry them.
What would she have the big iron thing, you call that?
Wash pot. Yeah, got a big wash pot. My wash pot's out there on that shed, it ain't been used to. For to wash no clothes or nothing in for a long time, years and years. And if people come in and borrow it when they're going to have a big fish fry, fill it about that deep of grease in there and put a good fire around it, fix it, and fry fish, you know. Lord, you can fry some fish in one in a hurry.
What would you have on the stove like you got there to heat water?
Tea kettles.
Would you ever call the wash pot a kettle?
Well, I think you could. I think you could.
And nowadays, instead of doing the washing like people used to, you could just take the clothes to a...
Cleaner.